Well, there's an element of a truth in it, but we didn't, that service wasn't taken away. What we asked service providers to do was actually look at how they can manage the money that we as a council gave them. And if it was floating support, we did have people across Cornwall offering that service. And in some areas, there was a difference between being charged £8 an hour for that service and £16 an hour for that service. So what we asked providers to do was to look carefully on what they was going to charge us as a council and what type of service they was going to provide for the value for money that we was offering. In the past, the supporting people budget was ring-fenced. People could spend that money how and as they wanted without any way of checking how that money was spent correctly. You know, they had it, they spent it. The government cutbacks we had last year, and we're looking at £170 million in Cornwall across the next 4 to 5 years. It's a huge cut. We had to make efficiency savings. Some people call them cuts, but they are efficiency savings. And we have been able to, over the last 12 months, work very closely with a number of charities to ensure that they do get levels of support that they need. It may not be in the same package that they wanted, but there is a level of support out there for those people in real need.
So those cuts shouldn't have had a real impact on floating support. It should still be provided in one way or another.
It will be provided in one way or another. It may not get it as often, but those in the real need will get it. Some people who didn't need it were still getting it. So we've just got to make sure that the channel our energies and resources in the right direction.
The council's committed itself to trying, where possible, to match the national target for zero rough sleepers by 2012. How is that going?
Well, we can try. What we found at the moment, and it's worldwide, not just in Cornwall, but there is a recession on. We are finding more and more people now under huge financial pressure. We've got 21,000 people now on our home choice register, requiring the council in one way to house them. So there's huge pressure on our housing stock. Those pressures on housing stock means that some people have got absolutely nowhere to live. So I can't see that at the moment improving until the economy turns. So we can do what we can as a council, but we have things which are actually happening nationally and internationally which still impacts on us. What we try to say is that we will work really, really hard to reduce those numbers. We are working really hard to reduce those numbers, but if the numbers are increasing, ones that we are helping, we're having more come on.